Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you know why I'm amazing?
Why?
Because the Auckland Fringe Festival starts next week.
What's Fringe mean? What people don't know what it means, what does it mean?
So, the Auckland Fringe Festival is back for its seventh iteration, and it's a celebration of otherness and embracing alternate perspectives in Aotearoa's largest city. It's open to anyone who wants to be involved, and it's all about inclusivity. So it's an independent, open-access arts festival that showcases the best of Auckland's incredible art scene, as well as some international goodies.
But because it's Fringe, it means it's a little bit up the wonk, isn't it?
I mean, there's a huge array of work in the Fringe.
Which Fringe, I mean, you're going to be confronted by things that you wouldn't have expected to be confronted with.
Exactly, and it's all over the Auckland region. And so the opening is the 19th of February, which is next Tuesday, and it goes to the 3rd of March.
Yes.
And last week I got the dates right.
That's a good run, isn't it?
Yeah.
And all over the show.
Yes, it's all over the show. There's stuff on at the basement. There's stuff on at...
How do you know what's the good stuff to go to?
Well, that's why I am here to tell you. Oh, you can go to the website, which is the www.aucklandfringe.co.nz, and that's got an amazing calendar where you can...
So you can plan your itinerary?
Yes, but I've got my top three picks for next week. But first of all, to talk about my top pick for next week is we have the wonderful Malia Johnson, and she's going to talk about her show, The Movement of the Human. Welcome, Malia. How are you?
The Movement of the Human. Welcome to the show. Now, tell us what you do.
I'm a choreographer and a director.
Goodness gracious me, wrangling, that is, isn't it? Yeah. Wrangling and getting the idea happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so tell us about this thing, The Movement of the Human.
Yeah, so we were invited to participate in the Fringe Town, which is part of the Fringe Festival at the Auckland Town Hall and Concert Chamber. So we've been given the Concert Chamber as our main space. We're putting a big platform in there, and we've invited 18 dancers, 7 musicians, and we're using projection. And it's a performance like movement music. It's like a gig.
Yeah. Amazing. And you're working with Eden Mulholland and Rowan Pierce.
Yes.
And you've worked with them before, eh?
For many years, indeed.
Amazing. Yep. Does that mean that you have a really special kind of shorthand when you're like, we can just whip it up? We know what we're doing.
It doesn't mean we don't get stressed, but yes, we've been working together a lot, so we're drawing on existing pieces that we've done in the past, extending on some of the ideas that we had in Rushes, which was part of the International Festival last year in Wellington. We started rehearsal a couple of weeks ago. It's a short process. We're bringing together lots of artists from across New Zealand, lots of fantastic dancers and players.
Cool. Yeah. What's your favourite bit about the show so far?
The number of people in the room working on stuff that they love.
No twisted ankles?
No.
I always worry about twisted ankles.
No twisted ankles.
I love that it's going to be like a gig. I'm super excited.
Yeah, so it's really super flexible. The audience is going to roam around the building. It's sort of being playful with the Concert Chamber stage space, and we're putting a new stage in the middle so the audience can hang out on the stage or up in the gallery space and wander around and investigate what they want. Be up close to the performers or sit back.
Because it's the Fringe Festival, I guess you have to sort of, I mean, you're going to be taking it to a few extremes in some respects, aren't you?
The extreme part of this is just that we're
ensemble.
Yeah, it's the ensemble and just organising that many artists to be in the space together. Mm. We're not going to stress the audience out. It's going to be... you're going to feel energised when you leave the space.
I guess what I mean is that they'll see things like we said before that they won't have seen before.
You know? Yeah, and you'll be experiencing movement and dances in a way that you don't normally experience it.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
But it's really awesome. The dances are incredible.
What are you getting to do in this show that you've always wanted to do that you haven't been able to do in the past?
I'm just really liking breaking the that space between the audience and the performer and treating that space as a love duet, like a really
like a love duet,
like a really important relationship that's really vulnerable but awesome and something that you want to make special. So yeah,
yes.
Wow, cool. Yeah. And so when's that on? Let's get a date.
That is, are you open next Thursday?
Yeah. Thursday.
Do you want me to do the... I did the dates.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We've only got 6 shows and we've got 2 matinees on the Saturday and Sunday. We've also got movement classes open on the Sunday. Free, so you can come along and do yoga in the town hall.
What time
if
are the
you've never done
classes?
It before, it's really easy to join in at 9:30.
May.
And then you can come in after that and do integrated movement with Rodney Bell, who's amazing. He's in a wheelchair, but he's fucking awesome.
Oh, my goodness. And you can swear on the radio.
Oh, great.
I always swear.
He is such a dude, and he's awesome fun. And he'll do a demonstration of a duet that we've toured around New Zealand. And then you can come to the show. So you could do a whole day if you wanted. And then we're doing a party that night with Glass Vaults and Boy Crush and Eden Mulholland, where the whole space will be open and people can just come in and dance.
Energy much?
That sounds absolutely incredible. And the show is on at 6 o'clock, and the tickets are $30 to $35, and it's at the Auckland Town Hall Concert Chamber, and the matinee's on at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Oh my God, I'll be there for the whole day on Sunday. So if you want to come in, do movement and then go to a sick gig and a show, see you there. Thank you, right, Malia.
No, thank you very much for coming in. And so, once again, if people want to get tickets to the Fringe Festival, how do they do that?
You go to the Fringe Festival website, which is www.aucklandfringe.co.nz. I just have two more shows that I...
Please.
Speaking of Boy Crush, who was nominated for an VNZMA for Best Electronic Artist and Critics' Choice Award, wrote an album called Desperate Late Night Energy and has collaborated with a bunch of amazing contemporary dancers for their music videos. So this show is called Desperate Late Night Energy, and it's going to be a live version of that played in its entirety with live dance from Dance Plant Collective, who actually won the Best Newcomer Award for their first Fringe show last year.
Wow.
And that's on Friday the 1st till Sunday the 3rd of March at 8:30 at the Basement Theatre. That sounds fucking awesome. And Pussy Riot are coming to New Zealand.
That's
so excited.
Next week, isn't it?
That's literally next week. It's Friday the 22nd of February. If I have to explain Pussy Riot to you, have you been living under a rock? Maybe.
Town Hall.
Russian protest
artists.
What's
the date for that?
The 22nd of February, Friday, 8 o'clock support act, and then Pussy Riot, and the tickets are $60. And Pussy Riot are on from 9 to 20.
So, I mean, we know, like, sort of what they're known for, like, I mean, news-wise, but what's their stage show? What's the show about?
So they performed at the Edinburgh Fringe last year, and I know that she, like, I'm pretty sure she snuck out of Russia and managed to, like, all the way to Edinburgh. But, so Pussy Riot, they gained notoriety in 2012 when they were imprisoned for their performance inside Moscow's Cathedral of Christ with the Saviour, and they've become synonymous with rebellion and freedom of expression. And they have the incredible coloured balaclavas. I'm so excited.
Cool,
it's going to be outrageous. I can't believe they're coming to New Zealand. Shot to Lydia's and Eddie.
That's cool.
At the Auckland
Town Hall as well.
Yeah, at the Town Hall, which is
Town Hall.
Fancy. It'll be interesting to see it in that space.
An event. All right, hey, thank you very much.
Thanks, team.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Malia, for joining us this morning.
No worries.
Thank you. Good luck with the show.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove.
Yay.
Brought to you by The Vic Devonport.